Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Tanya Ramsey. I am calling because I have a charge on my checking account from you all, and I haven't bought or purchased anything from your company. Can you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about this experience. Now, what I can do for you, I can be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
63552.
I'm sorry, you said 63552?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I please have your first and last name?
Tanya Ramsey.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
106 Jackson Street, Macon, Missouri.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
This charge is showing up on my checking account as healthywareliving.com for $59.89. I haven't purchased anything from that.
Yes, ma'am. Did you enter the contest entry for like the Bites Hub for the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Probably.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, I can offer you a 75% refund going directly back to your account. Do you accept my offer?
How about the whole amount back?
Okay, now since you're not going to be...
I didn't purchase anything for $59. I don't know what the $59 charge is for. What did I buy, supposedly?
Okay, you entered the contest entry, which for the Bites Hub, which is like a meal plan app. But I can be able to...
So it's scam. It's scam, obviously, because it never told you that you were doing anything like that. And I want the $59 back.
Okay, now, ma'am, you're not going to be able to receive your full refund back. But what I can do for you, I can offer you the 75% refund. And that can go directly back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Do you accept my offer? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment. Let me go ahead and cancel your account for you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of, yes, ma'am, I'm still in the process of noting your account for you, and it's just going to be one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your cancellation and confirmation number?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, it's CS and Charlie.
It's what?
CS and Charlie.
Okay.
186-4160.
Okay, that's my confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am.
For cancellation, correct?
That's going to be both your cancellation and confirmation number.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that back to me?
No, C as in Charlie, 1864160.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That's going to be your cancellation and confirmation number, and you will receive your refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any more questions for me?
3 to 5 business days, it'll be back in my account. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
I do have a question for you. What do I need to do with this confirmation cancellation number? Do I need to enter that somewhere? Do I need to put that?
No, ma'am. That's going to be for you to keep, right, just in case you want to give us a call back, and you'll be able to have your cancellation and confirmation already.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I appreciate
you. Yes, ma'am. You are more than
all
welcome.
All right. Thank you.
You are more
have
than
a good
welcome.
Day.
You do the same. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh. You too. Thanks.
Yes,
bye-bye,
ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.